I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, if you've ever wondered what kinds of things you should not say to your gay and lesbian colleagues, we can tell you. It's the latest edition of our series with Diversity Inc. magazine and the Mocha Moms on the so-called Pregnancy Pact, perhaps made by a group of Gloucester, Massachusetts teens. But first, more on the crisis in the mortgage and credit markets. Two former executives from the investment firm Bear Stearns were indicted last week on charges of securities and mail fraud. Their arrests made them the first Wall Street senior executives to face criminal charges related to the subprime mortgage crisis that is causing so much distress in communities around the country, as well as turmoil in the banking industry worldwide. Here to help us understand it is our finance expert, Alvin Hall. Welcome back.
Glad to be here on an interesting time in the marketplace, isn't
it? Sure, it is.
Yeah.
First of all, Alan, what exactly are these two men alleged to have done that was criminally wrong?
They are alleged to have told investors that the funds in which they had invested were doing well and those securities were really, really solid, when in a private email they said that they thought that the bonds in which their hedge fund had invested were, quote, toast, unquote. So it's a matter of giving the public false, untrue information.
Is the wrongdoing of which they are accused, and of course we have to say they're innocent until proven guilty, but is the wrongdoing of which they are accused believed to be limited to them? Are they the proverbial bad apples, or is this believed to be indicative of some wider circle of wrongdoing?
Throughout Wall Street, I would say people say that they are the first ones, but many other people were doing exactly the same thing. They happened to be unlucky and were the first ones to get caught. That's the way these cycles tend to work, though, Michelle. You find that when you go into these crises of a loss of confidence on Wall Street, one person or a group of people are the first ones to be caught, and they become the poster children for this particular event.
What is their defense likely to be? That they just made some bad bets and that they're being prosecuted for bad judgment?
Exactly. And that the statements that they made about the bonds being toast, the securities being toast, were exaggerated and were taken out of context. That's probably what they're going to say.
Is the government's perspective here that they are legally as well as ethically and morally obligated to tell the truth about their best judgment about the state of the fund? That there's, as far as government's concerned, there is a clear standard about what level of truth is owed to the public?
Yes, you must tell the public the truth. Distorting the truth is unacceptable. Lying is unacceptable. I think the real issue in the hedge fund world is that these are unregulated pools of investment.
Back up in a second and clarify, what's a hedge fund? What level of investors buy into hedge funds? Is it likely that, you know, you and I, with our little 401ks, do we have hedge funds as
No.
part of our portfolios?
Unless you're richer than I think, Michelle. And you could be.
And that would be wrong. But
a hedge fund is a pool of investment money. Typically, people put in anywhere from $250,000, $1 million plus into these hedge funds. The fund manager then takes all of this money and can bet on virtually anything because there's no restrictions on the types of investment they can make. That means these funds are also very risky. The way that compensation works in a hedge fund is typically the hedge fund charges 2% of the total assets in the fund as an annual fee. And then it keeps 20 or 25% of all profits made using other people's money.
But if you're saying that they operate with little government supervision, how is the government to argue that they violated the standards for disclosure?
I think there's a broad group of rules in the industry that says that people must be honest when talking about investments. So while the investment strategies may not be regulated, the information that they must pass on to investors must be truthful and honest.
How concerned is Wall Street about these indictments?
Very. If they are able to prove through the email contacts that there was a consistent pattern of misleading the public, then this is going to open up other firms for the same investigation, other hedge funds. And, of course, you may not always say exactly what's going on in the hedge fund because you're marketing it sometime and you're worried that people may panic. So you may shade the truth or may withhold some of the information every now and then. I think that if the regulators see a pattern to this, this is going to put fuel behind the strong belief in Congress that these things need to be better regulated.
So, I mean, is the fear that there will be more criminal prosecutions or is the fear of more regulation?
Both. that once they start looking at this fund, they're going to look at another hedge fund and another one and another one. And then finally, they're going to say, no, it's time to regulate these things. They've had a free run of this for a while. It's made them millions and millions and millions of dollars. They've been able to evade certain tax laws that exist on the books. So why don't we regulate them now? And that's clearly a move that's going on in Congress.
And finally, what was the reaction to the two executives being perp walked, as it were, of sort of being, you know, presented in handcuffs? There seems to be some sort of difference of opinion about that. I mean, some people thought that this was kind of a provocative move by law enforcement. Others said that these guys were offered the opportunity to surrender privately and chose to do it this way.
I think it's now pretty much normal for people to do this walk. It's part of the ritual, the beginning of your presenting yourself to the public as a normal human being who may have had a lapse in judgment, but has done nothing wrong.
All right. Our personal finance expert, Alvin Hall, joined us from our New York bureau. Thanks so much, Alvin.
Thank you.